Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
With all that's happening, and now New York City is going to be requiring people to show that they've been vaccinated in certain parts, what can we say to all the people that are concerned that this is infringing on personal rights?
So it depends on the venue in which the vaccination is being required. We're very familiar with childhood vaccinations for school. Certainly the government can do that because public health is at risk. They have a broad leeway with public health. For example, as a condition of employment, they can require that. In New York, we are what's called a right to work state, which basically translates to being a right to fire people state. You can be fired in New York State for any reason or no reason at all, as long as it's not a discriminatory reason. So you don't even really need to have it be a bona fide occupational qualification in order to fire someone if they don't agree with the rules. So, you know, the person could say, you can't have any visible tattoos. And if you come to work with a visible tattoo, they can fire you. So in the same way, they can say, well, you need to get vaccinated. And if you're not vaccinated, that's fine. You have a right not to get vaccinated. But they have a right not to have an unvaccinated person working there if that is what they want to do. So certainly in the private sector, they can require whatever they want to require. And a lot of people get confused because they think, well, it's my constitutional right to do this or that. But a constitutional right is only effective against the government. It's not effective against the private sector at all.
Yeah, good point. And I think that the right to work aspect applies in Pennsylvania as well. Is there anything else you want to say about the whole vaccine debate?
The government has a lot of leeway when it comes to public health. And I think anybody who's trying to fight this is fighting an uphill battle. I think the most interesting aspect of this, though, and something that I would like to challenge if I got a case, is use it to overturn Roe versus Wade, because Roe versus Wade says that medical decisions are between a person and their doctor. And that is supposed to be, you know, as far as the government or the city or the federal government requiring this, and again, constitutional rights are effective against the government. So if everything that you want to do medically is between you and your doctor, then the vaccine should be the same. And so therefore, constitutional rights are effective against the government. And so you could use that to attempt to overturn Roe versus Wade in that they are denying you the right to have your medical decisions being between you and your physician. So I think that that would be an argument that could be made and could be made potentially to overturn Roe versus Wade, because they couldn't have it both ways. They couldn't have it that medical decisions are a private matter between you and your doctor, and no one, certainly the government, has a right to interfere and therefore preserve Roe versus Wade and say, oh, but by the way, it's not your right when it comes to vaccinations. That's just not consistent.
But Susan, what if someone says, well, my abortion doctor is my doctor?
If your abortion doctor is your doctor, that doesn't make any difference to the argument that your doctor isn't the person the federal government is requiring you to get the vaccination. So the government, say the federal government is going to require some of its employees to be vaccinated, certainly at VA hospitals, my understanding is. And so the government is requiring you to take a medical decision, and it doesn't matter if it's your abortion doctor or any other doctor. The government is making that decision for you, saying, you know, in order to keep your job, you have to do this. Now, of course, the counter argument is, well, you don't have to keep that job. You can go work somewhere else. But I think it's an argument worth making.